Hello, James.
Hello. Morning, everybody.
How
morning.
Are you?
Morning.
I'm great.
You feeling awake at this hour? Enough for musicians. This is like the middle of the night, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was even early, which is impressive.
I know. You were one of the first local musicians I had seen when I got to Ireland.
Oh, yeah?
And it was through one of those broadcasts that I think the Compass was doing at the time during COVID. Because I got here like 2 months before we were locked down.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Like, oh, man. So I'm locked down, didn't know anybody, 2 months in, you know, not sure if the job's going to work out. Going on my social media.
No pressure, right?
No pressure at all. Like, just checking around, seeing what's about, and all I can do is on my computer, because we're locked down. There's James playing inside his house for, like, happy hours and stuff. I think it was through the company.
Oh, did you do a lot of those?
The Heineken happy hours.
Oh, very cool.
Vicky Wheaton setting that one up for me, I think.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. No, that was fun.
So you have been playing, like, you've just been playing as a, you know, in bars and doing gigs around Cayman for a while.
Yeah, so I graduated university in 2013, came back home, you know, started to work in the industry, one of the industries I studied, and then actually started doing charity gigs here. That's how I started gigging in Cayman.
Uh-huh.
I gigged a lot back in the U.S., wrote and released music, but yeah, I started about 10 years ago. First charity gig was at Blue Cilantro, and then it kind of picked up after that.
Yeah, and what kind of music were you first into when you started?
You know, and I'm still into a lot of it. To be honest, you know, top 40, jazz, R&B, rock, pop, you name it. Whatever worked for the parties that I was doing, I did, really.
Yeah. Well, those happy hours, you were covering a wide range. You were like gold. You were covering like 4 decades of music.
Wow.
Yeah. I was listening to this guy, and I'm like, man, this guy has got a musical encyclopedia of a brain. This is nice. So
did you grow up listening to all different genres? Is that how you had a love for everything, or did you discover it on your own? Or
I kind of discovered it as I went on, you know. So I actually grew up singing in church, and so that's a lot of what I knew until I went to university, and then I started to get more into a lot of different styles of music. And because I'm a classically trained vocalist,
okay,
so and I sing in a couple of different languages.
Oh,
so
wow!
Oh, so did you studied that at university? Which school did you go to?
So I went to Anderson University in Indiana.
Okay,
and I studied sociology, music, and then a minor concentration in music business.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
So yeah.
So this has always been a dream. Then that's great.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, as I said, I went full-time in August, but before that I was working in my sociology-related fields. I was a probation officer before this.
Okay.
I worked for the government for about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. Which also probably would have been very rewarding as well.
Oh, yeah. Tough work, you know.
Yeah.
Being officer of the court for about 5 to 6 years, and before that I worked as a youth specialist at the Boys Home with Keys Foundation. So I've always kind of been working in these fields, and while doing that, building up, you know, my chops
your reputation,
here,
your following,
everything. Yeah, in music, you know.
Yeah.
So it just came to a point where I was doing well in both areas, growing in that field, you know, working in government, and I was growing as a musician. I remember working easily a 9-hour day at work and then going to go do a wedding for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's what you got to do if you want to start something else. It's tough.
Yeah.
Well, and apparently you were mentioning off air, you have quite a big like fan base or group of people that you stay connected with here in the music industry. So do you guys share like, oh, I've got a gig here, I've got a gig there,
definitely.
Got a new song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I started a network called Roots Music Group Network, and it's basically for all people who are creatives and those who like supporting creativity. So we got about like a hundred.
Well, sign us up. We love supporting creativity.
We
and
definitely
I think
should get
creative.
You guys on there.
Yeah.
So it just started out as a vision because my first EP I released was called Roots. And so I liked being rooted in culture, rooted in, you know what I believed in and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to share that in Cayman because, you know, the music industry still needs a lot more work here. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
It needs
well, everywhere.
To grow. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I thought, what better way than to unify people than through, you know, this group? So it started out with like 5 of us. And now it's like, you know, plus 100 people, you know.
That's incredible.
And I post every week. I post everyone that's playing a gig somewhere, doing an event, it's in creativity.
Mm-hmm. Is it a WhatsApp group?
It's
or
a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to be a part of that.
Yeah, but, and also so then we can share that information with our listeners, too, because we love to let them know where local music is being played, because we all love to support it.
And that's a big part of it, too, right? Like, it's knowing what's going on. And I find that the knowing is not there. People are out there gigging. Once you collect all the information, you know,
it's
people
happening.
Are out there doing it. And so, you know, not only with my stuff, you know, because I play quite a few places, too, but just representing the brand of everybody that's here and trying to let that grow and build a community around it.
And there's a lot of talent on island, and there's a lot of musicians who see this island as inspiration, too.
Oh, I mean, we
just talked to a couple of them. LP was down here getting inspired down here.
Yeah.
You know, and then Nash Overstreet, met him at that event. He's down here. Paul Overstreet's son.
Right.
If you know the name, Paul Overstreet is a major country artist. And Nash Overstreet is, he himself is a studio musician. He's played with Taylor Swift. He's played with all kinds of people.
I know. I follow him on Instagram now. Yeah. That guy's busy.
So he's here. He says, I love music in Cayman because this island's inspiring and I want to promote it more because you guys got good facilities now. And you want to see people come down here.
Definitely. So, I mean, we actually just, so I was actually a part of that team for Cool Out 2022, the music industry event that we had here. And I was managing the stage, the satellite stage at Cayman Cabana. And because of this little network that I have here, I was able to help recommend a lot of artists that I already know of doing stuff.
And you're so like the go-to guy.
I need
someone for this event. What do you got? Who's good? Who's available?
Exactly.
You're like the DJ Khaled of Cayman.
Connect everybody together.
I just love I love connecting people and providing opportunities. I mean, I know what it's like starting out doing music here, and so. And I'm still doing it to the point now where I can do it full time. So
that's great.
I think a lot more people should have that opportunity.
And I love the fact that you guys don't see each other as competition, but you see each other as a partnership and as, you know, potential. You know, there's enough space for everybody in this market. So, yeah, it's really nice that you see it as, you know, you guys are all helping each other out. I love that kind of sense of community here.
And everybody's got their own sound,
music industry.
The There's no reason to compete. Everybody's an individual artist.
Well, no one can be somebody else,
right? That's the whole thing,
So there you go.
Let's play one of your tracks right now.
Yes, I'm dying to hear this.
Well, this came out a little while ago, but it's called I Want to Be Happy. I like the sound. I didn't know you were into this kind of music.
It actually came out during the pandemic, man.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I recorded that in the same house you watched me play with DJ Laura. Yeah, I recorded that at my coffee table.
But this is just an example. Like, the music I heard you doing then was completely different than this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's great. So this is DJ Laura and James Geary. It's called I Want to Be Happy. This is one of the many remixes that you have of this, but great track. Check it out.
Sometimes I feel low. Sometimes I feel low. Sometimes I feel low. Sometimes I feel low.
I like it, James.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like you said, you released that during the pandemic, right? That's, by the way, it's called "I Want to Be Happy" by DJ Laura and James Geary, who's in the studio with us right now. James Geary is anyway. So Laura's back in the UK.
Back in the UK, yeah.
Okay.
She's also in this chat group as well, in this community as well. So it expands.
It's international.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, anybody who's had any involvement in Cayman or whatever and wants to stay connected, because you know people. They fly back and forth, and in the entertainment industry, you don't keep geographical barriers, you know, because people fly in, they do shows with you. It's, you know, it's a big mix-up of sorts, and so...
Right, we just had... I see he changed his name now.
Who?
Dan Evans.
Yeah.
He's back for 3 months, but right. He was off-island for a couple of years,
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Cayman is not exactly a place that people don't want to come back to.
Right.
Like my hometown in Ohio... Nobody wants to go back to that. So there's no recording studios there, okay?
Yeah.
But like here, like people leave for a while. They go see the rest of the world. But they, I mean, it's Cayman.
Yeah.
It's paradise.
It's like a giant magnet that brings you back.
Yeah.
It really is.
So anyway, James, good work. Looking forward to hearing more.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
And it's about time we start playing some of your music regularly.
So yeah.
We haven't done
that. I didn't know you did house music. This is awesome.
You know, I mean, I do so much in music, especially with the live gigging, that a lot of people just don't know.
Like, yeah, right.
And I've released a few songs over the years. But now I'm actually going to be getting a lot more into releasing more music because now we're, you know, between Cool Out and different stuff that's going on and working on getting royalties for artists and different stuff like that.
Yes.
So I'm a big fan of that. That's a big part of why I didn't really release much music because I am a fan of monetizing my talent.
As you should be. Yeah.
And I did not see the monetary value in releasing music that I couldn't get royalties off of or whatever the case may be. And so now I'm more in a position to do that, you know, because before I was here, I was registered with BMI in the U.S. and I was doing my music and I was seeing the benefits from that, you know.
Right.
In Cayman, it's just a different story. So I've worked really hard to help build that, you know, being a previous vice president on the Music Association previously and really just trying to help build local live music for myself and for everybody else.
Well, this is perfect for somebody that like you that's worked in the government and worked in music. You can kind of be that bridge.
Yeah.
Nice. So.
And I've definitely been able to be that in a lot of ways and partner with a lot of people and learn a lot and learn alongside people. You know, sometimes there's a divide between, you know, local Caymanian talent and then talent who lives here that's not Caymanian. But what we're all about is bringing everybody together because once you do that, you have... an unlimited amount of resources.
It's exponential at that point,
oh my
right?
God, absolutely.
Yeah. Times two equals 16 at that point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.
James, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
James Geary here on Z99.